The world today is a complex place. The IT series, designed by the University of Stellenbosch Business School Executive Development, with insights provided by the Institute for Futures Research, will help you navigate complex, volatile, and uncertain business environments with the innovation and insights required to achieve transformation. Join us as, with each episode of this series, we provide you with practical takeaways that are easy to absorb and relevant.
Thank you for joining us for this next installment of the IT series in collaboration with Executive Development at Stellenbosch Business School and with the Institute for Futures Research. For this installment, we are discussing Stop It and reflecting on the importance of taking pause from our daily, professional, demanding lives to reflect on how we can improve our performance. I'm really pleased to be joined by Dr. Jane Robertson, who has a business, Training Partners, a management development company. And Dr. Robertson is also faculty and learning process facilitator with Executive Development. Thanks for joining for the conversation, Jane.
Thanks so much, Njeri.
To get us started, Jane, perhaps share a little bit about how you first came across reflective practice.
Thanks, Njeri. I've always been passionate about learning and how people learn, and reflection is a large component of that. I became particularly interested when I was looking at my PhD, which focused on action learning and transformative learning. And reflection plays a huge component in that. But also in my business in Training Partners, I've had a lot of requests from clients to say, well, they've been on a training program, but their managers aren't actually implementing what they've learned. So we bring in reflective practice after a management development program or during a management program so that they can actually sit and say, what have they learned? How are they implementing it? And why is it working or not working?
Thanks, Jane. You raised some very interesting questions around what reflective practice entails. Maybe share a little bit more around what is reflective practice and why is it important to make time for reflection?
So reflection is the meaning-making process, and it gives you a chance, as you mentioned in our introduction, to pause. In other words, step back, to ponder the meaning of actually what has transpired in our interactions with ourselves and with others. So it allows us to get a deeper understanding of an experience or a trigger that has taken place. However, I do want to mention that it's important from a personal perspective that we value growth when we look at reflection. So we'd need to come in with a growth mindset. And what I mean by that is we need to still go back and still learn and keep on trying and try different ways. Whereas if you go back and you think, oh, this is just too hard, I'm not good at it, one might struggle with reflective practice. So reflection is really a disciplined way of thinking.
And what would you say are some of the benefits that businesses could expect from engaging more in reflective practice as part of their organizational cultures?
So let's just stop and step back a little bit. And when we say business, I mean, businesses are made up of individuals. So I think there are benefits for the self and the individual, but also for the business. So if I go back to the self, it enables leaders to see our blind spots. We can actually stop and also review our ways of thinking and our ways of reasoning and behaving, especially when it involves resolving complex tasks. Also for as leaders, we can actually help other people grow as well. So reflection doesn't only take place from an individual perspective, but we can stop and say, how can we as managers incorporate this into our mentoring and support processes? And then from a business perspective, we could say, our landscape is changing so quickly. How do we manage that change? How do we deal with complexity? And in my introduction, I mentioned that I'm passionate about learning and how people learn. what we could also do is say, okay, what is the relevance of this for learning and how can we continue to learn?
Thanks, Jane. So often we don't make the time for reflective practice. We don't take the time to stop and pause. And as you mentioned, take a step back to reflect on what's working and how we can improve. What are some steps involved in reflective practice for those that want to be more reflective in their day-to-day lives and work?
I'm so glad you mentioned that we don't always find reflection easily. I mean, it doesn't come naturally to everybody because we overemphasize action often, or we even lack the skills. So we don't even know what to do or how to reflect. And when we are actually making the time and the space to reflect, it might feel a little bit awkward or there could be some emotional pain as well. So reflection is often seen as a skill that one should have already mastered, and that's not necessarily true. So if I look at some of the steps that we could look at, is what we need to go back and say, let's look at what reflection is and what it isn't. So the first thing in our steps is it's not only about awareness. So in other words, it's not only about your introspection. It's also not only about like thoughtful action. In other words, the knowledge that you have or the routines that you're involved in. And it's not almost, we also need to go back and say, it's not habitual action. So it needs to be something that involves conscious thought. So if some of the steps that we could take is we could ask ourselves when we're in a, first of all, sit down, it is a disciplined way of thinking. It's a rigorous process. So we need to sit down and say, when we have a source of reflection, and a source could be an everyday event, it could be a positive or negative experience. One of the things we could just do is start, we almost call it waterfall writing. We could ask ourselves a question, what is playing on your mind? So it's important to get the content of the reflection out first. So what is playing on your mind or what are you pondering? And then ask ourselves questions about the, how did this take place? Why did this take place? Because then we're moving into the realm of reflection.
Are there any frameworks or models, Jane, that you prefer, that you enjoy using as part of reflective practice and that you would recommend?
So before I even look at the frameworks, just a tool to use in reflection is journaling. So journaling is an effective strategy that can encourage us to reflect on that experience. But writing is an action of reflection, but so is drawing. And I love drawing. So drawing in a journal, it could surface attitudes and our personal feelings, especially if one doesn't have the language to articulate how we are feeling. So when we are journaling, we want to write about our perceptions. We want to write about our feelings. We want to look at what actions we took. What are we thinking? And all of these, if we write, I think if we spend a lot of time thinking about reflection, I mean, we always hear about at the end of the day, you sitting in your car, you driving home, we think about our day. When you're in the shower, you think about your day. But actually making a conscious choice to journal is the first step of getting that right. And then in terms of the models, there's so many models that we could look at. But my personal favorite is one that was, it's three simple questions. So to ask ourselves, what? So what? Now what? So what have you learned? What exactly happened? What did you do? Was someone else involved? And then go back into the so what? So what did you feel about that? How did you react? Who else was involved in that particular situation? And then lastly, the now what? So going back to how could you have prevented these negative outcomes or how could you continue those positive outcomes? What could you have done differently if you had a similar scenario? What would you do next time?
Thank you so much. I hope that as we engage in more reflective practice, we can see the benefits of taking some time to consider how to improve our performance, how to engage better with our teams and colleagues, but also, as you mentioned, to grow our awareness of what is happening in the world around us in order to bring our best foot forward. Thanks so much, Jane, for your time and contributions to this conversation.
Thanks, Njeri. I'm hoping everybody has the opportunity to take this reflective practice forward.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this installment of the IT series, brought to you by the University of Stellenbosch Business School Executive Development, with insights provided by the Institute for Futures Research. Stay tuned for our next episode.